Introduction. My name is Tate. I'm 46 years old and a Colorado native. I grew up in Black Forest, going to District 20 schools. I love the Broncos and the Avalanche. The Rockies are okay, too. Every day I work out at the Y and have one Dr. Pepper. Okay, it's usually a double gulp from 7-Eleven. I also have cerebral palsy, but we'll get to that later. Parts of this book were originally a PowerPoint presentation given to transition students many years ago. As several young people in my sphere of influence are aging out of the school system, I wanted to revisit my outline and put it in written form to encourage them and their parents. It's also written for my wife and friends who haven't heard some of these stories, as well as other professionals. This is not meant to be a biography of my life. My desire is to write down what I think would benefit a student who lives with a disability, his family, and his support system, schools, doctors, social workers, etc. My other books, My Exodus and In the Accessible Church, have more details about certain periods of my life, especially in the areas of my service dogs and faith. But I hope this will give my readers some things to ponder, a few laughs, and encouragement to try this thing called independent living. The topics in this book are straightforward. They are arranged by subject and recount my story from childhood through current day. Each essay begins with a simple statement. My name is Tate, and I have cerebral palsy, a family, an education, friends, dogs, work experience, goals, marriage, faith. Some years ago, I figured out that I had to adjust my thinking about my cerebral palsy at each stage of my life. So how I thought about my disability in high school was totally different than what I thought about it as a 30-year-old, and it might be different when I'm 50. In football terms, I often use audibles and adjust to what life brings. The stories that follow will flesh this out. Having a disability is a part of life. Did you know that it's the only minority group people can join later in life? Just think about it. You're either born black or white, Asian or woman, but break your neck and join a new people group. Even have a baby born with disabilities, and voila, you're a part of a new community you didn't ask to be in. Congratulations. There is a website called Disability is Natural. It argues that disability is just as natural as having no disability, like a fish in water. As a theologian, I definitely have thoughts about this, which I'll develop in the faith chapter. But disability is not natural. It's not supposed to be something that Eeyore would say, "Oh well, I guess I have a disability. Guess there's nothing I can do about it." No. Disability sucks. Let's just say it. But it's not the end of the world. You adjust. You use audibles. You also think of it differently as a child than you think of it as an adult. As a child, you just want to fit in. As an adult, for me anyway, you learn life is bigger than you. You realize others are watching, and your life is not your own. That's the way it should be. I also realize this book would benefit my doctors, social workers, and even government officials. As I work with them, I realize they don't know anything about disability or the daily struggles it brings. Some government workers and social workers are just paper pushers. I rarely see them, maybe once a year. When I do, I just sign paperwork or turn in bank statements. They hardly get to know me before they go to a new job. Another thing I want to stress through the book is self-advocacy. Even at 47, people assume I have an intellectual disability. They see a wheelchair and not my intelligence. Sure, I usually bring a family member or a friend to appointments to help interpret. But people assume I can't understand. That's life. And sometimes life gives us hard times to not only teach us lessons, but also to help others to mature as well. I hope you enjoy my story. I encourage you to laugh a lot, cry a little, and learn some lessons about how to live with a disability. Independent living and self-advocacy is hard work, but if you really want it, and you want to put in the time and effort, there is no better feeling than to say to the world, "I may have physical challenges, but I'm a capable person, and watch me thrive." Tate Berge, May 2020.